You are listening to The New Man, Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Do women sometimes seem like they're more trouble than they're worth? Are you afraid to approach a woman you don't know and strike up a conversation? And are you having success with women but find that something is still lacking? This week we talk with the double agent women of the Authentic Man program. They take our side and help us see that as men, we're missing a ton of opportunities. So here we are today with the women of AMP, the Authentic Man Program in San Francisco. I've got Kendra Kunoff. How are you doing, Kendra?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent. And Alexis Shepherd?
Hi.
And Shayna James, how are you?
Doing great.
We're pleased to have you here. And I've got Casey, the show's producer, sitting right next
to you. Howdy, Trip. How you doing?
Good, good, good. So let's get to know each of you a little bit. Alexis, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you serve men and women couples in the world today.
My background's in psychology. I have a PhD in psychology, and at some point I decided not to go down the route of being a licensed therapist, so I work as a life coach. And the reason that I do that is because it gives me a lot of freedom to help people look to the future and help people get in action in their lives to create what they want to have. My specialty is relationships. I work with individuals, men and women, and in particular, I work with men in the Authentic Man program, and I also lead the counterpart, the Authentic Woman Experience. And so both of these are intensive weekend seminars designed to have people on their edge in terms of relating and have breakthroughs and having what they want.
Beautiful.
And that's what I do all the time.
All the time. And Kendra, tell us a little bit about you and how you're involved in the Authentic Man program.
I would say my life took a bit of a dramatic turn when I got involved with the Authentic Man program about 4 or 5 years ago now. And similar to Alexis, in some form or another, that's pretty much what I do all the time. So I love facilitating the Authentic Man program. I love when I get to go in and help facilitate with the Authentic Woman Experience. And I also work with clients one-on-one. Most of them are currently men who have gone through the AMP course. And I find that that is that type of work and really working with people to have the kind of relationships they want to have and working with men to be able to relate with women in the way they want to relate is one of the most exciting things I think I've ever done.
Excellent. Excellent. And Shayna, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're involved in the Authentic Man program.
Yeah, great. I also do this full-time. And we all started out in the beginning of the Authentic Man program, and I think my life took a shift as well. I have the same background as Alexis. I have a master's in psychology and really have always been passionate about relationship and how to have men and women have what they want and understand each other. So my coaching practice with men is called themanshewants.com. So really about, you know, have you ever wanted to be the man she wants, and that really the secret is women want men to just be fully themselves, fully in their power, centered, clear, and on purpose, and able to be connected and intimate. I love working with both men and women. I also lead the Authentic Woman Experience and just really love supporting people and seeing what it is they do want and getting that they can have it, and then working with whatever's getting in the way of them having the life and relationships they want.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm curious, Kendra, if you can tell us a little bit about the Authentic Man program. When I attended earlier this year, I didn't really know what to expect. So I know that you don't want to like give away the whole show, but what can you tell us about the Authentic Man program?
Well, baseline, the Authentic Man program is a 3-day course. It's limited to 12 participants, and they're all men. The course leaders are for Friday and Saturday are all men as well. And then on Sunday, the 3rd day of the course, we have a team of women, of which Shayna, Alexis, and I are part of. On a given AMP Sunday, there's anywhere between about 6 and 12 women who come in to also facilitate and do all different kinds of exercises with the men for them to be able to practice basically what they've learned on Friday and Saturday. The fundamental purpose of AMP is for men to be able to relate to women as deeply as they want to. My experience in terms of working with the course is that just runs the gamut from I worked with men who have literally never approached a woman that they didn't know, all the way to men who've been married for a number of years, in terms of like, what is it going to take for that relationship to be as deep and as passionate and as rich as they want it for the rest of their lives. And the Authentic Man program, I think one of the amazing things about it is that it can really meet men all the way from totally terrified of approaching a strange woman to being married and everything in between, and take his relationship deeper from wherever he's at.
Beautiful. And my experience was that it's very relationship or experiences with women centric, if you could call it that. But I believe any guy could go through the program. Describe to me who's coming in to take this program.
I would say there are many different types or many different, you know, men with different concerns or experiences coming into the course. Some men, like Kendra said, have never approached a woman, are really shy, really want to have dates or relationships with women and haven't gotten off the ground, haven't learned how to do that. And there are other men who have already been in relationship, you know, do well in relationship and find that they're wanting something more. Something deeper. I kind of have that inkling that something else is out there and they're not sure what it is, that passion and that spark and intimacy. A lot of men show up cut off from their hearts, not really knowing that their emotions are a really big part in relationship, and that often women are out there in the world saying, I don't feel connected to you, or I don't feel you, or, you know, where are you? And so a lot of men come in confused about that. What are women talking about? I don't get it. Kent said as well, there are men who have been in long-term relationships, and some who had that passion and that intimacy in the beginning and it's faded, and then others who are just on a path of growth and evolution and even relationship as a spiritual path and want to continue going deeper.
So it's not just guys that are like, I can't meet the girl and get the girl. It's all across the board with experiences with women.
Yeah, that's funny. My dad doesn't really know that much about this work, but he asks if I teach a course for nerds. And I have to, every time, just kind of take a deep breath and explain to him that, A, without telling him how much he could get out of the course, because I don't think he could even get that yet, but there are men at every level of relating with women. And I think, like Kendra said as well, the course just works with wherever a man is at. I think that's what's so special about it.
Amazing things that I've been experiencing lately with the course is meeting a lot of men who actually have what it seems like from the outside a lot of other men want. Oh, they can approach any woman they want. They can usually get her number. They can have the date. You know, they're having as much sex as they want, and they're finding that they're dissatisfied in some way. And it's kind of intangible. They're like, why am I dissatisfied? This is what I thought I wanted. This is what it seems like all the guys want, and yet I'm dissatisfied. And it's been really exciting to work with men like that as well.
I imagine it's quite liberating for a guy that comes to the place where, on the surface, and maybe where he's socially expected to be winning, and I am not fulfilled. What's going on? I imagine that's terrifying, and I imagine it's quite a gift to find this program and get served. Alexis, I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about, what's this notion of presence, and how do women feel men? What is your unique experience that men just may not understand from your perspective as a woman?
Women are feeling creatures, and this is both the blessing and the curse of male-female relationships, but as women, we feel you men all the time.
Oh, shit.
So just being around a man, he's really paying attention. He's really, all of himself is there. His mind isn't wandering. We can feel that. This notion of presence, you know, in one sense, you can look at it in terms of attention. Where is your attention? For most people, our attention's all over the place. And for a woman, when you pay attention to a woman, she's like a flower that blooms. It feels so good to have a man's attention, you know, and if you don't have a man's attention, it's like you're alone. You're by yourself, and that's not a whole lot of fun. But it's actually deeper than just attention. Presence is attention that you carry in your whole body, so it's not something that can be faked. That's part of what the Training the Authentic Man program does, is it starts with, all right, guys, are you present? Are you actually present to your own experience? Are you paying attention to what's going on right now? How you feel? How she feels? What's happening around you? Are you actually aware enough to show up? And what we found is that that's the only place you've got to start from with anything, but certainly with relating with a woman.
And there's a flavor to this attention, because obviously you could wear a low-cut dress and you have everyone's attention in the room. It's a different type of attention.
Exactly. It's not an attention for one's kind of self-fulfillment. It's actually sensitively being present, being aware of what's happening, and feeling the woman. In order to feel what's going on with another human being, to be aware of what are her concerns, what's it like for her right now, how do you feel when you're being with her? All of these things are actually part of what creates the spark and what really makes the difference between an ordinary guy and a great guy. And women can feel that from a mile away. A really great man has got a lot of presence.
Can I add something to that, Chip?
Absolutely.
I was just thinking about the men who've been involved in the Authentic Man program for a long time, and their presence is extraordinary. So it's like standing across from a man who has been cultivating his presence. Something in my body relaxes. And it's not like he's just paying attention to me and what I look like and the surface of me, but he is actually able to feel sometimes deeper into me than I can feel in that moment. And he might say, "What's going on?" And at first I might think, "Well, what's he talking about?" And then realize, "Oh, you know, I was just feeling sad," or, you know, women have different emotions every minute. but something was just happening and I wasn't aware of it. And one of the things I love to let men in on is when you can meet a woman where she is, which starts with being present and really being able to feel your own experience and then feel her. So when you can meet her in that way, that's when a relationship will take off. I think the idea is for many men that if I take it faster, or if I guide it in this way and take her on this ride that's really fast, I'm going to get to where I want to go faster. And what I see is that really what has it go faster is just meeting a woman in that moment exactly where she is.
That sounds great. I'm wondering if you could, for the listeners out there that probably haven't heard the word presence too much other than a Led Zeppelin album, what's a small tip or a practice that a guy could do to become more present? Kendra, do you have anything that you could share?
I'd love to. It must be such a trip to be a guy. And what does that mean? Okay, attention, or what does that mean? And I was thinking about men I've been with and how on one side, yeah, wearing a low-cut dress, usually, actually, I don't feel that the attention I'm getting is very present, and that it seems like actually that'll sweep a man's presence away, right? Like I can do this or that or walk this way or wear that, and suddenly a man's presence will be swept away.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, where I went on a date not that long ago, and it seemed like this man had so much attention on me that it kind of icked me out. And when I thought about it more, it was almost like his attention was on me in terms of how that was going to be a reflection of him. So in a sense, it was already back on himself,
But
using me in that way. So I was just really getting like, wow, it's this kind of fine line. Like, where is that presence in the middle? And I think both Shane and Alexis touched on this, of like that there is a place to simply start with your own experience, just as it is, with no analysis. And I would say the best way that I've ever found to do that, or see people do that really, is, I mean, I would call it meditation, for lack of a better word, to really sit and be with oneself and just start slowly with each part of the body and start to feel what does it actually feel like, which might be direct experience of something like that. Feel there's pain, or there's tingling, or there's fluttering, or there's heat, or there's cold. I think a lot of times we want to put analysis on our experience.
Yeah, and then judgment would come right after that, right?
Right, or why, well, I feel this way because of this. And really, for men, just to start to notice how often they want to analyze it or come up with a reason why it's so. And just as like the bare bones, being able to be in touch with your own experience, that on one level, that is just the first step. But even just being able to be in touch with your own experience in the presence of a woman makes a really big difference for her.
This sounds so foreign. If I'm trying to relate to a woman, that I'm going to get in touch with what I'm experiencing right now, or like I'm just going to, it just sounds completely ass backwards. I can imagine for some guys to be hearing this. That's why I'm glad you're telling it.
Trip?
Yes.
Trip, I want to add something to that. That there is a way this can seem kind of woo-woo, but it really, really works. And I've heard from a number of guys who have done this practice. I mean, this isn't just for men. I did this practice myself. Men who've been on a date and the date's not going well and they're losing it and they've lost her. She's not into it. They don't know what happened. And they've taken a couple minutes out and just gone and started to feel, okay, what am I actually feeling right now? What are the sensations in my body? What emotions am I feeling? And just taken 5 minutes and done that and come back, and it's turned the whole date around.
Beautiful.
It's kind of like magic in a way. Just the activity of actually being with what you're experiencing. I can't emphasize enough for men what that's like for a woman to be with a man who is present. So I was just going to say it counters the tendency, too, to be on autopilot. You know, I think a lot of presence is about we're so often on autopilot in our lives, just doing the same old thing we've always done, and autopilot and relating with a woman in the kind of the same way you always have, and so much gets missed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a call to pay attention at a whole other level.
And this is different than being self-conscious, like, okay, I should say this now, and I should posture this way. This is much different. Can you make that distinction between being self-conscious and being present?
Well, so I noticed in exactly what you were saying when you were giving that example of self-consciousness, I should be this way. I should be that way. I should say this. And that's not what's happening in the moment. That's an analysis, like you said, or a judgment. Trying to figure out what the best thing to do. And what you'll notice as a man is likely the woman will start to go away, because presence is like a magnet. So wherever you have awareness or attention in your body, the woman will feel that. So I've had a man walk into a room and it was clear that he was grounded, meaning like he was feeling his heart, he was centered in his body, he was aware of his body, he was right with his turn on, you know, okay with actually being turned on by women. And my body has just subsequently burst open into sensation and feeling. And, you know, imagine for a woman, it's a pretty rare experience to have a man do that, to walk into a room and create that kind of impact. And so when he does, for me, I want to be around him more. You know, it's really exciting. And so I think the difference between self-consciousness and presence is self-consciousness is more trying to figure it out and almost turning your attention back in on yourself in a way that there's a figuring out of whether something is right or wrong, as opposed to just being in touch with what is actually happening in the moment.
Yeah, it's like that figuring out actually keeps them out of the moment.
Exactly.
So, Alexis, tell me a bit of what are some of the most common issues that you see showing up with the men in the AMP program?
So one thing that guys come in with is that there is self-consciousness, and having self-consciousness get in the way of feeling comfortable being around women. That's one thing that's really common, is overthinking, overanalyzing, feeling uncomfortable, and sometimes even not feeling totally worth it. Like they're worth really having the kind of women that they want. You know, so underneath that, sometimes I see that men don't actually know the gift that they can be to women. They don't know that, wow, I have something amazing to offer a woman that's going to be really great for her. That's something that I see is really common, not knowing that. Not knowing that they can make a huge difference in the life of a woman. And when a guy doesn't know that, then it's like he's begging for favors. Like, hopefully she'll like me. You know, maybe I can do everything just right to get what I want. And he totally misses that he has something amazing to offer her.
And so these guys are probably not aware of it. How long does it take you to see this or to pick up on it?
10 seconds.
Yeah, a few seconds or minutes. Yeah. It doesn't take too long. I mean, I don't think it takes too long for any woman, but for us, where we have our attention trained on it, we just have to be with a man for a very short time, and we can feel all these things going on in him, how he holds himself back, everything.
I would say the difference between us and a woman he's going to meet out and about is that often our experience is, A, we're conscious of it, and we feel sad about it, whereas a woman he meets out and about is just going to walk away and not give him the time of day.
So she senses
it. She may not know why she's doing that.
Right.
It'll just be in response to some gut feeling she's having.
Yeah, the bottom line is that women as a whole are feeling this stuff. You're conscious of it and you're able to articulate it. All right, guys, so you're not getting away with shit out there.
And really, that when men come into the course, we're on their side. We are there for them. You know, we're there to challenge them in the places that they usually get stuck so that they can have the freedom and create what they want with women. And like Kendra said, when you're out in the world approaching a woman you don't know, she's not already really signed up to be on your side. So she will walk away, Whereas in the course, we might say, I was just tempted to walk away right now, or if I was out in the world, I would have walked away right now, and I want to stay here and be with you, you know, and really figure out what's going on and work through this with you.
Beautiful. Any other experiences or any other things that you see out there, Shayna, that's like, wow, this keeps popping up over and over again?
On the opposite end of the spectrum from what Alexis spoke to is that there are men who can get any woman they want, you know, can pick up a woman, can have as much sex as they want, and that even that becomes unfulfilling after a while because it's the same old thing. And what men often find out in the course is that they've been holding back or they haven't fully been themselves. They haven't fully shown up for a relationship, and therefore it's not as fun. It's not as intimate. It's not as passionate. So I think in some ways men who are bored with women can show up in the course as well.
Mm-hmm. One of the beautiful things, I think, as listening to Shane and Alexis, is that in some way I think they both point to something really similar, which is how many men come through the course who don't know that it's okay to actually be who they are. That ends up having different men, you know, they kind of mold themselves in different ways. So then we get the posturers and we get the collapsers and we get the all these different facets of men who don't know it's okay to actually be who they are. And that if they actually showed who they are, either, you know, thinking that a woman won't like them.
So take me through kind of an experience. There's a guy that walks in and he's going to have an interaction with you in the course and he's posturing. What do you tell a guy?
So I'm thinking of one man in particular, and he just had a kind of swaggering quality to him. And this is my experience most of the time, is that the way that a man is being, there's always some truth. But they've just picked one facet of themselves to kind of play up, and then they, you know, play down these other sides. So it wasn't that that was totally untrue for him, but there were whole other parts of himself that he wasn't bringing. You know, he went to do an exercise, and he had put on, I think he actually had a cowboy hat, so he had, like, put it on for the exercise, and he came up, and there was just a way that he was kind of large, and it's not that there weren't aspects of that that were enjoyable. I was just thinking, oh, if I were a woman and he approached, there'd be a part of me that was like, oh, this is entertaining, you know, like, sure, I'll let him stay for about 10 minutes and we'll have a good laugh and that'll, you know, that'll brighten up my day a little bit. But ultimately, you know, am I going to call this man back? No. And a lot of what happened in that particular interaction had to do with that there was a very tender side to him. And, you know, in the course, obviously, we're going to go places that we don't necessarily recommend a man that he'd be or say certain things if he's just approaching a woman, but it's about allowing him access to that part of himself for himself. Mm-hmm. And from there, it'll translate to being with a woman. And so there was this really tender part of himself that he was just protecting with all of his bluster and swagger. And so I can't even remember exactly what we did, but to that place where he could, where Shana was saying about that we're their allies, and he could realize, oh, I'm an ally for him. I'm not his opponent. We're not opposing each other. And then we did the exercise again. I think it's just a standard approach, you know, pretending like he's approaching in a cafe. And all of that same, well, I don't want to say same because it wasn't the same, but he's still kind of a swaggery, funny guy. Like, that's just part of his personality. It was paired up with or married to the tender part of himself, that he was also feeling that he wanted something, that he could be impacted by me, that there was something tender inside of himself that he could feel. And it was a totally different experience to relate with him then, and much more rewarding and much more of an experience that I, if I were just meeting that man out in the world, would want to continue.
So when he brought more of his vulnerability, that tender side that you speak about, your experience was that you went from like, well, he'll just be kind of fun and entertaining, to here's a man that I'm actually really, I'm sincerely interested in and want to spend more time with.
Definitely.
Because that kind of flies in the face of all the macho shit that we see out there.
I think it really speaks to balance. You know, that if a man is very emotional and crying all the time and upset all the time, that's one extreme, whereas the other extreme is not in touch with his emotions at all. And both can be a put-off for a woman. And basically, again, it comes back to because he's not fully aware of himself. He's not centered, or his heart isn't open. He's being pieces of himself, but he's not being fully himself.
What's your experience, Shayna, of being with a guy that is not in touch with himself? I mean, beyond just the, I'm bored or I'm out of here, I'm not even going to give him a time of day. Like, what do you actually experience when you're with someone that's cut off from parts of themselves?
It's crazy, actually, because being as sensitive as women are and being trained in this, what I start to notice is that I actually often will either leave my body or I'll notice a lot of energy in my head and the rest of my body feels kind of blank. Sometimes I feel angry and cheated. Like, okay, there's this amazing person. I see he could be this amazing person and yet he's not bringing himself to me. So sometimes I feel cheated. Sometimes I feel sad. And it really, it's different with every man. And that's what we see in the course is it might be that this man hasn't had a safe place to bring all of himself ever in his life. Mm. You know, as human beings, we all want love. And so we mold ourselves into the ways from a young age where that's how we get it. It's really amazing to notice what happens in my body and also to feel the emotions that come along with that. Sometimes feeling emotions that the men aren't willing to feel themselves, and sometimes feeling the pain of being another human being who recognizes what's possible for this man, what he's not allowing himself in his life.
So now it makes it easier for me to understand why a woman would want to get away from a guy that's cut off from these parts, because it's actually not that they're not interesting. It's that it's painful to be with this guy.
Yeah. And like someone else had said, most women wouldn't necessarily be able to speak to that. Mm-hmm. They would just know it doesn't feel good.
I was just struck by that, how it actually is painful for women to be around men who are not showing up. I think it's kind of bewildering. I've heard that this is bewildering to men. Like, really? Really? It's painful for you to be around me right now? And like, yes, it is painful. Painful to be around a man who's holding back in one form or another. And I was just going to say one other thing that I wanted to add was talking about ways of holding back. One of my favorite things that comes up for men in the course is when they start to look at the other ways that they may not be showing up in their lives beyond just with women. So starting to look at, wow, do you actually know what you want in your life? Are you actually living like your life matters? In every area of your life, have you sold out on your dreams? Are you bringing passion to your life? Do you know what your purpose is? And when men start to look at that, it's so powerful. So it points to this place that for most men, since most fathers don't teach their sons about this, it's like a part that's been neglected. And so then when men start to look at that, it's often painful, like, wow, where have I been in my life? Why have I just sold out on what's really important to me? But that's also a really integral part of relating with women, is for men to be on fire in their own lives, to be in touch with what's deeply important to them and living it every day. And that's also a way, when a man's not doing that, it's painful for a woman to be around. And there's also, it's like he's got a broken heart in a way, a different kind, like his heart's broken about the world or about his own potential, about his own dream. And when that happens, he's not totally available to relate with women or create something really exciting there. So that's something I love too, is supporting men to look at those things, look at purpose, look at their lives.
I'm glad that you spoke about this, because I've told people about the program and they're like, well, I don't have any, you know, I'm not interested in picking up chicks. And, you know, they kind of reduce it down to that. And I'm like, this is so much more than just relating with women. Like, you'll get so much from that. But through the process of learning how you relate with women and getting the feedback from the women, you'll see how you're showing up in the world. There's really no difference. How you hold back with women is how you're going to hold back in the world. And I think
that's true.
I think it's unbelievable.
It's like a microcosm. Like I was going to say, you can look at any aspect of your life. You can focus on money. You can focus on sex. You can focus on relationship. And somehow what we've found is that man-woman dynamics and relationship is where things just most clearly show up. And that then you can look into the rest of your life and see, wow, these same patterns are showing up everywhere.
The other thing is, you know, who knows why this is? It's just sort of a cosmic joke, right?
Yeah.
But it turns out to be that women are like tuning forks for men. They get around a man, and the more aware and conscious a woman is, the more clear this is for her. But I do believe that actually all women feel this, and that women have also chosen to dampen down their experience because it's painful. So, you know, they may shut it down. But basically, a woman gets around a man, and she just starts to feel everywhere that he's in integrity and out of integrity, everywhere that he loves his life and doesn't love his life, everywhere that he's present or not present, and she just starts to feel all that. And And so that's really the gift of the women on Sunday, is it may be that a whole exercise with a man actually isn't about his relating with women, because what becomes totally clear when he stands in front of her is that the thing to focus on is his relationship with his child or his career, or like that's just the thing that's the loudest, that's not right in his world for him.
And I think the funny thing about that, like Kendra said, as we are tuning forks, we are gifts. If a man's not open to that wisdom or to that the tuning that we bring, then I think it feels like a curse. And it feels like a pain in the ass. Why is she always harping on me about that? And in a way, women don't always bring it totally consciously. But I think when men can see the gift in what it is that we bring, that it's really just pointing them back to themselves and where are they not living fully, it really does become a gift.
So there you go, guys. Women aren't just a pain in the ass. They're tools for your transformation.
Can you just title this podcast?
Women are not a pain in the ass.
You got it. So we've got a few minutes left, and we'd love to leave our listeners with something tangible that they can take away, a practice, a tip, something they can take home and work with on women, or if they happen to be going out and going to be interacting with women. What's something each of you can pipe in and be like, here's something to try? So Alexis, I'll have you go first. What's something a guy can take home today that'll make a difference? No pressure.
My favorite is tell the truth. And this may seem obvious, you know, obviously not lying, but there's all kinds of little ways that we lie about what's really going on for us. But not just this kind of a moral stance, but as a way to, you want to connect more with a woman, tell her what's actually going on with you.
So not just in a bitching and moan, but like I'm feeling this, or like how, like kind of model it for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Cause there's all kinds of ways to say what's going on for you in a way that pushes somebody else away. So to say what's going on for you with responsibility and with an open heart. And so that a real simple way to do that is just notice something that happened, something objective, like, oh, when you walked in the room, and then you share how you feel, how you felt. Oh, when you walked in the room, I felt excited to see you. Or when you smiled just then, I noticed I felt really happy. Or when you showed up late for our date, I noticed I felt really disappointed and a little bit angry. So a great way to tell the truth about your own experience is to just say I statements. I know it's kind of cliche, but it really works. Like, I feel this. But there's something about it that gets us out of our own little bubbles and is an immediate opportunity to relate with the person in front of you.
Yeah, and I noticed that it's void of any explanation. It's just stating the fact.
Yeah, just the fact. What happened and what's actually going on for you. And give her a chance to relate with you as you are.
I keep flashing to this example that one of the course leaders of the authentication program, Decker, tells of where he was in a bar with some other guys, and they were saying, razzing at him, saying, oh yeah, you know, you can approach any woman. Like, what about her? And they just pointed to, like, the iciest, you know, woman with, like, the barbs coming out. And he was like, okay, you know, and did exactly that. Basically just practiced, like, what's actually my experience? And when he walked up to her, said, oh, I just noticed every time I look at you, I feel a little bit afraid. Are you dangerous? And, you know, once it's said, it's like, ooh, well, that's an interesting line. But the way that he did that was actually just practiced. He got present with her. He got present with himself. And that's what was true. And he actually just said it.
Beautiful.
But another thing about that is it really brings it back to this moment. And this moment is where the attraction happens. It's not in a story. It's not in a memory. It's not in the past or the future. It's right here, right now.
Great. Any other practices or tips, Shana?
I'll say my favorite one. We do an exercise sometimes in different courses that we just call curiosity. And it's basically a practice where the men ask the women, they can ask any question they want. Now, if you're out in a bar, guys, you might want to tone it down. You might not. But the only rule to the exercise is that you actually have to be interested. And that's the key, is really to pay attention and find out, oh, am I asking what she does because I'm interested or because I can't think of anything else to say? You know, and find out, like, wow, you know, you might end up asking a question. Or I'll just put it differently. If you ask a question you're really interested in, the likelihood is she'll notice. And that will stand out from the crowd, because most people and most men walk around just sort of randomly saying, hey, how you doing? What's this? What's up? You come here often, da da da. There's not genuine interest and curiosity behind it. And women can really feel that. If you stop, you just ask a question that you actually want to know about her, that'll make a difference no matter what the question is.
So he's required to get in touch with what he's genuinely curious about.
Yeah, and you know, it might be a little challenging at first, but also just notice, like, well, that woman drew your attention. You wanted to approach her. Why? What about her draws you? And start from there.
I like
how
it.
Amazing is it to actually get in touch with what you are curious about? Again, it goes back to you and your life and your passion, and that's where you're going to feel most alive.
And that's beyond
the ultimate antidote to boring conversations at a bar. I mean, how many times I've had men ask me, so what do you do? Where are you from? And they don't want to know, and I don't want to talk about it.
And this goes beyond just meeting people in a bar. I mean, this is coming home to your lover, waking up, and like, where's my curiosity? What do I want to know about this person?
I think that's a really wonderful point, because I actually did that exercise with a long-term partner of mine, and we both found out things we didn't know about each other. And not like, oh, facts that we'd hidden somehow, but just deep parts of ourselves that hadn't been shared or expressed. And we just found ourselves in tears and, you know, more in love than we were when we started that exercise.
I have one more practice.
Okay.
For men to go out in the world and start to bring first attention to themselves. So walking around out in the world, noticing what does it feel like to have my feet walking on the ground, and noticing breath. So noticing
breath.
When I get anxious.
You said breath.
Breath.
Okay,
just
good.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Noticing women's breaths. No, noticing their breath.
I got an A on that one.
That's good. Noticing their own breath.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you get nervous or anxious, does your breath shorten and go only in your chest, or does it go in your belly? So really starting to feel, you know, for a man to feel his own body in the world. And then I would say a practice could be to just sit in a public place, watch people go by, and again, start to notice what happens in your own body. So notice what happens when you're attracted, notice what happens when you get scared, notice what happens when you feel intimidated. All of this to really start getting in touch with, again, and be more present and in one's body.
Beautiful.
And then you can even take it to the next step of, you know, walking into a room where a woman is who you're attracted to, feeling yourself again, feeling your body. And so before you actually go speak with her, taking those moments. I know the guys at one point during the AMP course, they would go out on Saturday night, and rather than having a couple drinks to loosen up, they would be jumping up and down or stretching each other and, you know, breathing deeply. So really taking those moments to get connected first to yourself and to bring that to the woman who you're approaching.
Great. Great.
I think the last thing I would want to say is I think I've gotten so connected to this working with all the women in the Authentic Man program. And then I just started to see it everywhere, which is that women actually really love men. And they really want, like, they want a good man. And they want you to succeed in being a good man. And even, like, the littlest amount of, I don't want to sell you guys out here, but just doing the littlest bit that shows that you really want to be that too makes such a difference. And that when a woman sees that you want to be that, she'll do a lot to try to help you with that.
That's good. What came to mind was the war of the sexes that, you know, people talk about. And I love that you just kind of threw a dagger through the, you know, into the heart of that. It felt good.
In the course, we call it shared humanity. And it's men recognizing that women, you know, that we're human beings too, that we have our own hopes and fears and dreams and challenges and, you know, had experiences in our childhood that probably weren't as fulfilling or amazing as we wanted them to be. So just for men to really get in touch with that and notice if you're making a woman into this perfect being. You know, we're not perfect either, and it's actually a turnoff for a man to come up to me and think I'm perfect and want me to be perfect. It's a lot of pressure. So the more we can actually be human together, I think the more connection is created.
I think that's a great point. Is I think there's some kind of thing, oh, you have to place her on a pedestal and make her this somebody she's not, basically. You almost miss out on the opportunity to really relate when you place a woman on a pedestal.
Yes.
How do you avoid doing that? That's a kind of a problem I face. I get kind of picky about the women I find interest in, and then when I find one I really like, I get so excited and she's perfect and I can't even talk to her and I freak out. Like, what is that all about? And
I think, like I said, you know, even just starting to consider what's going on in her life beyond that moment where you're seeing her and she looks perfect and beautiful. Every woman I know, even when I think I'm alone in this, every woman I know freaks out and feels fat and doesn't love herself. And some of the things we work on in the Authentic Woman Experience, but really, again, just to start getting in touch with, these women are human too. And then even, I think Alexis was saying, you know, sharing the truth. I've seen it be really amazing to actually admit, like, wow, I just noticed I was making up that you were this perfect person who I have no idea how to relate with. That could be, you know, an advanced practice because who knows where it'll go from there. But it's also really just showing up and sharing the truth in the moment.
Or wow, I'm so attracted to you, I don't know what to say. I think that sometimes guys think that women don't want to hear that they're attracted to them. Or, oh, I'm going to be the, you know, 10th man to tell her she's beautiful. And I'm sorry, but I don't think women actually ever get tired of that. And, you know, it's obviously it's a fine line because you don't want to fawn over a woman or make her perfect. But if a man walked up and was just genuinely, like, actually found a place to be grounded in being so attracted to a woman, but said something to me to the effect of, you know, I noticed you from across the room and I just found myself tongue-tied, I would be so flattered.
I'm going to go out and
practice
that.
I would want to talk to that man.
I'm going to go out and practice that right now. Does that work? Does that really work? It's just...
And then it's like, I think what you're speaking to, Kendra, is just kind of giving that as a gift without attachment, right? Without thinking like, oh, I'm going to go and tell her she's so beautiful so that she will then want to sleep with me. You know, it's like, how much can we just be generous and just offer, this is my experience of you, you know, letting the moment unfold from there without getting ahead of ourselves.
It feels like what's missing is I'm coming here to get something from you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another one of the things we often say in the Authentic Man Program is a relationship is a terrible place to get something. And I actually really invite each of you to, you know, like, hear that again. A relationship is a terrible place to get something because it makes sense when you first hear it. But I know that for myself, that's just sunk down on deeper and deeper levels of like, oh, I am trying to get validation here. Oh, I want this person to make me feel better. Oh, you know, however that shows up, and really trying to find the place where when I'm not trying to get something, the possibility for creating something amazing, it just expands exponentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ladies, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm really touched to have been able to have this conversation and to share the wealth of information that you guys have been able to bring. You mentioned earlier that it's a gift. It's been a gift for you to be able to share this information with men, and not only here on the show today, but in the work that you do in the AMP program. So I'm touched, and I hope that we do more shows together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trip.
To learn more about the Authentic Man Program, visit AuthenticSF.com.